O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is John 20, verses 19 through 31. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to God With Us by Jason Ingram and Leslie Jordan. Insistent piano chords underscore the opening verse, which declares our Savior's desire to bring us peace, light, and love. The chorus features a vocal duet and a burst of additional instrumentation to highlight the words, "In your presence, we find our strength."
John 20, verses 19 through 31. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the marks of the nails, and place my finger into the marks of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name.
Our passage begins with the disciples huddling and wondering after the crucifixion of Jesus, "Now what?" Then the risen, transformed Jesus himself appeared to them. This must have been exciting, yet rattling. So 3 times Jesus says into the situation and to their hearts, "Peace be with you." You see, Jesus died and rose to make us right with God, but also to make everything right. This is the biblical concept of shalom. One writer has said that shalom means universal flourishing, wholeness, and delight. Shalom is God's healing and restoring what sin has fractured. Jesus speaks calm into the chaos of this world and into the disciples' hearts, assuring us, his followers, that everything will be all right, that we are more than okay. He is our peace, our shalom. Well, not everyone buys it. Thomas wants tangible evidence. "Unless I put my fingers in his side," he says, "I will never believe." Jesus accommodates his request. "Put your finger here, see my sides. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Here, personal encounter is utterly convincing. Thomas is floored by the reality of the risen Lord and falls to his knees saying, "My Lord and my God." The most stubborn doubter made the most profound confession, going from skeptic to worshiper. See, to bend the mind, you must bow the knee, and that's what Thomas does. So blessed are those who believe without seeing the physical scars, who know that Jesus appeared to those disciples with proof to verify our faith. Then verses 30 to 31 tell us the purpose of Jesus' appearance to his disciples and really the whole book of John. Jesus performs signs, and this is written that we would believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing we would have life in him, life with him. There is no lasting life apart from Jesus, only these few brief years. But Jesus gives us eternal life that animates everything now. And this gift is not only for us, it's for others. Just last week, someone relayed her post-Easter excitement about sharing Christ with an employee at the bank. That person was not a Christian and hadn't been to church. But now she's attending the church of the person who told me this story and shared Christ with her. And so consider the places in your life that the peace, the shalom of Jesus needs to reach, and look for opportunities to share this peace and life of Jesus with someone you know who needs to know him. Thank you.
close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.